With SRN News, I'm Jason Weichert. Muslim community leaders from several swing states pledging to withdraw support for President Biden, citing his refusal to call for a ceasefire in Gaza. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
Democrats in Michigan have warned the White House that Mr. Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war could cost him enough support within the Arab American community to sway the outcome of the 2024 presidential election. Leaders from Michigan, Minnesota, Arizona, Wisconsin, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, and Pennsylvania gathered behind a lectern that read, quote, "Abandon Biden, ceasefire now." In Dearborn, Michigan, the city with the largest concentration of Arab Americans in the United States. Ken Lorman reporting.
The search continues for seven missing military personnel following the crash of an Osprey off the coast of southern Japan. U.S. Air Force officials say one body has been recovered. Also at SRNnews.com, Republican National Committee sidestepping Donald Trump's legal issues when it comes to next July's nominating convention. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The RNC's rules for next year's convention in Milwaukee have been released, but the party leaves a major question unaddressed. With Trump under four criminal indictments, the rules don't include any provisions if the party's presumptive nominee is convicted of a felony. It's unclear if GOP delegates could vote for a different candidate under such a scenario. Trump's first trial is scheduled to begin in Washington in early March on charges that he unlawfully sought to overturn the 2020 election. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
Russian security teams raiding gay clubs and bars across Moscow less than 48 hours after the country's top court banned what it called the global LGBT movement. This is SRN News. Yet another poll finds people of faith are much happier.
This one comes from the United Kingdom, and it indicates that 76% of religious people say they are happy, and 73% describe their psychological well-being as good. Compare that to less than half of atheists who are happy, and just 52% who say their mental health is positive. The poll was released by the Institute for the Impact of Faith in Life, which notes, ironically, that many other surveys show more and more Britons are quitting faith altogether. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Hamas attack on Israel and pro-Palestinian rallies that followed have rattled Jews living in Europe. In Germany, Jewish school students no longer wear their uniforms in public, and field trips have been canceled. In other countries, Jews are no longer calling taxis, and they hesitate to order deliveries to their homes. This is SRN News. Historic parade naming its Grand Marshal.
Six-time Tony Award winner Audra McDonald will lead the 135th Rose Parade next year. The actor and singer will ride the 5.5-mile parade route down Colorado Boulevard New Year's Day, then be part of the coin toss for the 110th Rose Bowl game later in the day. McDonald grew up in Fresno, California, says that as a child she would wake up early to watch the parade and the bowl game with her family. The 2024 parade's theme is celebrating a world of music, the universal language. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Los Angeles man already arrested in another shooting probe has been identified as the suspect in three recent killings of homeless men. Police say the man was identified as the suspect after authorities determined a gun in his vehicle was linked to those shootings. And in Las Vegas, five homeless people have been shot. One of them has died. More details at SRNnews.com.